What if becoming 37 times better this year required just a 1% improvement each day? This isn't wishful thinking, it's mathematics. When British cycling coach Dave Brailsford implemented his aggregation of marginal gains philosophy, improving everything from rider nutrition to pillow comfort by just 1%, he transformed a mediocre team into Tour de France champions. This perfectly illustrates the core principle of atomic habits. Tiny changes compound into remarkable results over time. We often dismiss small improvements because they seem insignificant in the moment. Missing one workout or eating one unhealthy meal appears harmless. But these choices accumulate, either lifting you toward success or pulling you toward failure. The challenge? Progress rarely follows a straight line. During what's called the plateau of latent potential, you may feel like you're making no progress at all, like water gradually heating before suddenly boiling, or bamboo growing underground for years before shooting skyward. Most people quit during this plateau, mistakenly believing their efforts are worthless. But those who persist eventually break through to dramatic improvement. Think about it. How many times have you started a new habit with enthusiasm only to abandon it weeks later when results weren't immediately visible? Yet success isn't about dramatic transformations, it's about the daily habits that slowly reshape your life. While society celebrates goal setting, I want to lose 20 pounds, or write a best-selling novel, these targets often hinder lasting change. Winners and losers share the same goals. Their systems determine who succeeds. Goals have critical flaws. They create temporary change, postpone happiness until achievement, and foster binary thinking where you either succeed or feel defeated. Without a maintenance system, achievements quickly unravel, like a clean room that becomes messy again. Systems focus on processes that lead to results. I want to finish a marathon, goal, versus I'm going to become a runner, system, illustrates the difference. The first ends upon completion. The second creates ongoing improvement and identity change. Consider getting in shape. A goal-focused approach fixates on losing 30 pounds, while a systems approach emphasizes consistent gym attendance, nutrition, and sleep, regardless of daily scale readings. The latter proves more sustainable. Remember, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. Most people focus on what they want to achieve rather than who they wish to become, which explains why many New Year's resolutions fail. They aren't aligned with our identity. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you believe you are. Writing votes for becoming a writer. Exercising votes for becoming an athlete. These small votes accumulate to form your identity, and when behavior aligns with self-image, change becomes easier. Someone who identifies as a healthy person versus someone trying to get healthy demonstrates this principle. The first person naturally declines a cigarette because it conflicts with their identity, while the second must actively resist temptation. To leverage this concept, first decide who you want to be, then prove it with small wins. Want to become a reader? Start with one page per night rather than targeting 50 books. These tiny actions build evidence of your new identity, making future choices natural. Our brains form habits through a four-step pattern: cue, craving, response, and reward. This loop explains why you check your phone when it buzzes. Cue, want to know who messaged, craving, pick up the device, response, and feel satisfied reading the message, reward. This pattern provides a framework for building good habits and breaking bad ones. 1. Make it obvious. Cue, place running shoes by the door to encourage exercise. 2. Make it attractive. Craving, pair necessary tasks with enjoyable ones, like watching shows only while exercising. 3. Make it easy. Response. Start with just 2 minutes of exercise to reduce friction. 4. Make it satisfying. Track your progress for immediate gratification. For breaking bad habits, invert these laws. Make triggers invisible, unattractive, difficult, and unsatisfying. For breaking smartphone addiction, put your phone in another room, invisible. Focus on productivity benefits, unattractive. Use app blockers, difficult, and notice improved focus, unsatisfying to break streak. These laws serve as practical tools for redesigning your habits. Your environment shapes behavior more powerfully than willpower. Visual cues trigger actions. Notice how clear cookie jars tempt more than opaque ones, or how visible phones invite social media use. A hospital study showed that simply making water more visible than soda and placing fruit at eye level changed eating habits without education. We respond to what's visible and accessible. Create choice architecture that makes good habits obvious and bad ones invisible. Keep guitars in plain sight to practice more. Remove social media apps to scroll less. Context becomes a cue. Different environments activate different behaviors. People often drink more at bars than at home, making vacation an ideal time for new routines. The most effective habit change comes from joining a culture where your desired behavior is normal. Like students who study more when befriending studious peers, surround yourself with people who embody your aspirations. Dopamine spikes in anticipation of rewards, not just during the reward itself, explaining why we compulsively check notifications before seeing any content. Temptation bundling by pairing necessary tasks with enjoyable activities. Watch your favorite show while exercising, or visit your preferred coffee shop only when working on important projects. The law of least effort states that humans naturally choose the path of minimal resistance. Make good habits effortless and bad habits difficult. The 2-minute rule suggests starting habits that take less than 2 minutes. Read one page to build reading habits, or just put on running shoes to start exercising. For unwanted habits, increase friction. Unplug the TV after each use, or log out of social media accounts after every session. Automation represents the ultimate way to make habits easy. Set up automatic savings transfers, use website blockers, or prep healthy meals in advance. These one-time actions create lasting change without relying on willpower. Our brains favor immediate rewards over delayed gratification, creating tension between good habits, delayed benefits, and bad habits, instant pleasure. Add immediate rewards to good habits. Enjoy a protein smoothie after exercise, or allocate fun money after saving. Habit tracking provides the most powerful immediate reward through visible progress. Follow the never miss twice rule when you slip. One miss is an accident. Two becomes a pattern. Immediate recovery prevents temporary setbacks from becoming permanent. Habits are the compound interest of self-improvement, shaping not just results, but identity. The key question isn't, what do I want to achieve, but who do I wish to become? Your life is the sum of your habits. Your fitness, happiness, and success flow from consistent actions. Start small, trust the process, and design your environment to make good habits attractive and easy.